Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. Stick around after the break. I'll tell you about something new and fun coming to the podcast. But the late night host, we're talking about Mike Lindell. You know, he's the MyPillow guy. Did you see him kind of get screamed at on Newsmax the other day? Trevor Noah explained. Dominion finally told Newsmax, yo, if you don't get our name out of your mouth, we're going to sue your Channel 349 bleeping network into oblivion. And based on what happened when Lindell tried to go back on Newsmax, the network is taking that threat seriously. Trevor said, damn, that defamation lawsuit has Newsmax shook. See that dude? He pieced out of there like the Chipotle just hit. Trevor again, but you see, there's the power of the courts right there, because Mike Lindell tried to stage a coup and Newsmax was fine with inviting him on. But the second he started saying crap that was going to get them sued, all of a sudden they were like, no, overthrowing the government is one thing, but a lawsuit? That's serious. Trevor, again, keep in mind, this is Newsmax we're talking about. Remember, Newsmax is like Fox News after it stopped taking its meds. But at least for a minute, Dominion managed to sue them into behaving like actual journalists. Colbert said Lindell went on right-wing news-free channel Newsmax, which used to be all in on the Dominion lie, but since receiving a letter from Dominion's flesh-eating attorneys, has disavowed that because, according to their statement, we here at Newsmax are committed to keeping some of our money. And Colbert, what did they expect? They invited a pillow magnate to talk about how Twitter banned him for spouting insane conspiracy theories. And then they were all shocked when he started spouting insane conspiracy theories. Well done, late night writers. Jimmy Kimmel had Jenny Slate on. There's COVID and stuff, so she was doing it remotely. And then she asked Kimmel if there was any way she could, you know, pop by the studios. She asked if anyone there could, quote, do her bidding. Kimmel responded by summoning a blackout-suited Minion stagehand to bring out an animated mid-anecdote cutout of Slate to be perched in the guest chair, but it was still a responsible 6 feet away. Jenny Slate told Jimmy Kimmel about the terrifying experience of giving birth during a pandemic. She named the baby girl Ida, but she confessed that she did consider the Eastern European named Bagrat out of the baby name book, but said, hey, Bagrat, you made me throw up again. Wouldn't sound good, so no Bagrat. Dave Chappelle is back, baby. He will perform tonight through Sunday at Stubbs Waller Creek Amphitheater. You may recall he had to cancel some shows because he tested positive for COVID-19. Well, he's back. Now, if you want to go to the show, each ticket holder for the show will receive a rapid COVID-19 test upon arriving at the venue. And, naturally, only those with a negative result will be allowed entry. The audience will be seated at tables of 4, 6, or 8 people. All members of your party seated at your table must be present to enter. I don't have details yet because it hasn't aired yet as I record this, but in your world last night, Chris Rock and Gayle King were speaking on BET. Rock was expected to speak about his divorce, the Biden presidency, and his role on Fargo. BET said, Chris Rock makes you laugh and, more importantly, gets you thinking. It's that combination that makes him one of the most acclaimed comedians of all time. His humor and honesty is on full display in the BET special. It's a side of Rock that viewers haven't seen before, and one they won't soon forget. Did you see Bowen Yang's awesome Fran Lebowitz on SNL last week? Bowen Yang is just underutilized on that show. I think he has crushed every single thing he's been in, and he can do a lot of different things. More Bowen Yang, please, Lauren. Lauren listens to this podcast, I'm told. Loves it. Fran said she went into the kitchen where there's an answering machine. There were messages on it, and she thought something horrible happened. Someone died, you know? She said she won't catch up with the sketch because she doesn't have internet access. Really? And besides, she doesn't like seeing herself or hearing her voice on television. That wasn't actually you, Fran. That was Bowen Yang. I was on Twitter, and I follow Adam Sandler. You know Adam. He's in a lot of hilarious movies, like, I can't think of any right now, but trust me, he's in a lot of hilarious movies. And Adam wants us to vote for him in the Kids' Choice Awards. These will be on Nickelodeon. He is in the category Favorite Movie Actor. Let's take a look. The nominees are Jim Carrey for Dr. Robotnik in Sonic the Hedgehog, an iconic role. Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. John Doolittle in Doolittle. Will Ferrell as Lars Eriksson from Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga. Lin-Manuel Miranda, Alexander Hamilton in Hamilton. Chris Pine was Steve Trevor in Wonder Woman 1984. And Adam Sandler, Hubie Dubois, Hubie Halloween. Favorite movie actor, kids, who are you going to pick there? You got to go Sandler, Sandman, let's do it. While I was researching that story, I saw from The Mirror, that's one of those UK tabloids, they had written a couple weeks ago, but it's still fun. Adam Sandler has been enjoying some family time while isolating at home during the pandemic, but the 5-time Emmy nominee managed to get out of the house, if only for a moment, as he kept up with his daily routine. He was ever the casual dad in a red North Face hoodie and a pair of oversized blue shorts as he made a Starbucks run with his English bulldog in Malibu. The 54-year-old finished the look with a blue camouflage face mask, black and gray sneakers, and white socks printed with "I love you, Dad." The love was an actual heart. I heart you, Dad. Aww. All right, the thing I teased at the top. We used to do this thing back in the days of radio where we would pit two comedians against each other and ask the audience to pick one. Simple enough. For example, I might say, pick one, Richard Pryor, George Carlin, and you would pick. And it was a lot of fun on the radio because people would get like really upset, like, oh, how could you pick that comedian? Or people would defend it. So I'm going to bring that to this podcast starting on Monday. On Monday, who's calling me? Did you hear that? Let's see who it is. Spam risk. Should I answer it? I don't think so. Why don't you just edit this part out, Johnny Mac? I don't know, because it's silly. Where was I? So you pit two comedians against each other and you ask the audience to vote. So here's what we're going to do. On Monday's pod, I'm going to announce, hey, do you like comedian A or comedian B? And I'm going to steer you to my brand new Instagram page. Instagram.com. How's Instagram work? You go to Instagram. It's an app. Kids, you know what to do. Instagram. My Insta. It's called Daily Comedy News. And you go, oh, here's what he's talking about, because there's a picture of two comedians here. I shall vote. And then you'll vote for either comedian A or comedian B. You will recognize them, and I will tell you their names in the Instagram post. I'm also going to include a voicemail number, because I'm from the 1980s, and we used to use phones as phones. So you'll be able to call in and leave me a message and be like, hey, Johnny Mac, I hate your podcast and your contest is stupid, but I'm going to vote for comedian A. You could do something like that. And I'll start playing some of the voicemails on the podcast should one of you actually call the number. So nothing to be done now, but on Monday, I will tell you the matchup. You go to the Instagram page and you'll vote. You can leave a voicemail, and we'll do this every week because it's fun. Now, if you really can't wait for this, the matchup is currently posted at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. So if you're one of the people that already support the show, you've seen this thing. If you'd like to become a supporter of the show, you can become a supporter of the show at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. You can find out the matchup right now. If you can't wait till Monday, right now, you could find out. Or you can wait till Monday and I'll just tell you. Hey, Rhea Butcher has a new album out today. It's called Pull Yourself Up by Your Bootleg. It was recorded back in pre-pandemic times in Denver, Colorado. The laugh button tells us in it, Butcher, quote, talks about experiences with everything from gender pronouns to puppy training, getting confounding parental advice, to love of gummies and more. A lot of award stuff lately. The Radio Times wants you to vote for the best comedy. This is targeted at you UK folks. But let me go through this. All right. Best comedy. These will be announced on March 7th, so I got to do this like today. The nominees are Afterlife. Should we just stop? Ricky Gervais? Yeah, let's just stop. Other nominees include Friday Night Dinner. This yank doesn't know what that is. Let's see. It's a hilarious, often cringeworthy comedy about a Jewish family who meet up together each Friday for Shabbat. Schitt's Creek. No, no. Brits. No, no. Stop. Ted Lasso. Oh, this yank loves Ted Lasso. Ooh, Afterlife is so good. But Ted Lasso, I'm going to pick Ted Lasso over anything and everything ever. The rest of the list. Charlie Booker's Antiviral Wipe. What We Do in the Shadows. Ooh, Matt Berry. I love that one, too. Wow, this is a good category. Ghosts. What's Ghosts? This yank has found out that it's a BBC comedy featuring an ensemble cast playing a group of ghosts. Hey, that makes sense. They all haunt a largely empty mansion. It's an easy job until a new couple inherit the house with plans to renovate the historic home. That's called Beetlejuice? No? So you can vote. Go to radiotimes.com/TV/a whole bunch of things. Just Google it, radiotimes.com awards. You'll find it. And should I leave on a downer? Let's leave on a downer. Way to go into the weekend, Johnny Mac, on a downer. This from freemuse.org. Remember I told you about the Indian comic who, like, can't get bail? Listen to what's happening in Turkey. Comedian Emre Gunsal has received a sentence of 3 years and 5 months for his stand-up show from April 2020, which contains jokes about Atatürk, Mevlana, Semiz Tabrizi, the city of Konya, and its residents. Hope I got all that right. Gunsal was arrested in Istanbul for allegedly using derogatory statements about, let me do this again, Atatürk, Mevlana, Semiz Tabrizi, Konya, and Konya residents, and investigated by the Konya Chief Public Prosecutor's Office. He was released after 11 days of detention. The official reason for his detention was that he violated the law on, quote, crimes committed against Atatürk. Now, I'm not hip to this. I did a Google, and it looks like Kemal Atatürk was a Turkish field marshal, revolutionary statesman, author, and the founding father of the Republic of Turkey. All right, so that rule, you know, crimes committed against Atatürk, while also insulting the memory of a person and inciting hatred and hostility or humiliating the public. Gunsal announced the conclusion of the lawsuit against him on his Twitter account, saying, quote, I was sentenced to 3 years and 5 months in prison for 20 minutes of stand-up, which is 62 days for every minute I stay on the stage. That sucks. That's your comedy news for today. I already tried to get a coffee out of you, so I'll shut up. Subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. Follow the show on Spotify. Tomorrow, Super Bowl preview. There's some comedians and some commercials. You don't want to miss that. And I know you can't wait to find out who the matchup's going to be on Monday. You can go to buymecoffee.com/dailycomedynews if you want to know right now. I know you want to know. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more. Go look. See you tomorrow.